Lukukos on one side, the Baal has the parents, you can sell it to Lukukos, and the woman is on the other side. The woman is on the other side. If a coal goes out, she can grab the parents. She says, Lukukos, you should have known there was a lien on it, that she can go for it. So that's exactly what the Avnei Miluim asks. And the stoiper, why is this considered to be a hefset to the woman? The husband gets the parents till the time of the Nesina. The Edom are motzi kol. By Kosev Ichzav Yodo, there's no kol. Therefore, the Baal shouldn't lose anything. The Baal should not lose anything till the time of the Nesina. What on earth is Tosfos saying that maybe the woman's going to get messed up if it's a truthful date? She's not going to get messed up. It's the husband's payers till he actually gives the get. Adam, you follow me? Why does Tosfos say, oh, if it's a date that's an honest date, we're messing her up. We're going to mess her up. We're not messing her up. The only time you mess her up is if it's your motzi kol. If the Edom are motzi kol, then the Lukukos should have known about it, and therefore she's able to collect. But the Ksav Yado, which is our case set, there's no kol that goes out. If there's no kol that goes out, then the husband gets the payers all the way to the times in the Sina. That's the kasha d'avni miluyim. Oh, and the stipus kasha as well. So what's the teretz of that kasha on the Tosis? The teretz is as follows. The stipus says, you know what? When you write Ksav Yodo, it does produce a call. And I would back that up by saying, Ein lecha chsima, gedol lemizu. The stiper writes that Ksav Yodo does produce a call. And once there's a call that's produced, the Lukukos shouldn't have bought it, and therefore the woman can be govet. It's not the husband's till the time of the Nesina. Davni Miluyim says a little bit of a different teretz. He wants to claim, Tosfos doesn't mean that she loses the fruit from the time of the Ksiva till the Nesina, but rather the kavan is she'll lose from the Zman and the Sina until she goes to Beis Din. As soon as the get is given, the husband has no ability to get payers. There's a window of time from the time of the get being given till Beis Din, till she goes to Beis Din. So she should go to Beis Din immediately. We're choishes by a get that's written Ksav Yodo Veishbo Zman, that a woman's going to rely on the Zman. She won't know that she needs to go immediately to Beis Din to tell us when this man of the Gerishin is. She won't know. So since she won't know what's going to happen, she's going to lose out. That's the pshat. I want you to get this. Davni Miluyim says in Tosfos, it's not pshat that what? That she's going to be, you're going to master the woman till the time of the what? Of the Nesina. That you're going to be master the woman, that the fruit she should get from the time of the Nesina. No, chas v'shaloyim. The husband gets the what? The husband gets the payrus all the way to nine in the Nesina. What are we worried about? We're worried about her losing the payrus from the time of the Nesina till she goes to Beis Din. He's going to still chop and sell. That's what Tosfos meant. And she won't know that she needs to run to Beis Din immediately after the get, because she thinks she can just rely on the date of the get. She doesn't know that. She's wrong about that. Therefore, we're afraid about messing up the woman. That's what Davni Miluyim says. And therefore, I want you to get this. It reinterprets the pshat of Tosfos. Tosfos wasn't worried about from till the Nesina. The husband gets it till the Nesina. What he's worried about is the time of the after the Nesina till she actually goes to Beis Din. Okay. The truth is, Tosfos Yevamos and Daflam and Beis Din Maskul Kosov writes, the hefsa of the woman is from the Paris of Zman HaKsiva Nesina. So there is a Beferish of Tosfos and Shas and Yevamos against Davni Miluyim. Tosfos says in Yevamos Laman Amid Beis, Dimasko Kosev, that the hefsa of the woman is from the time of the Ksiva until the time of the Nesina. Not like the reinterpretation of Davni Miluyim. Okay. But nonetheless, we have Tosfos what? First Teretz. Okay, everyone's got the Teretz and the Davni Miluyim and the Stipler that I wanted you to see. Oh, very good. Interesting Kiddush, and it's a reinterpretation, Lamais. Okay. For that matter, I want you to get the following. There is an interesting Machloikis also on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Take a quick look, and then we'll continue in the second Teretz of Tosfos. So just because we have this Davin Lund, take a look at Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, which we saw on Thursday, but I just want you to read the following. You see the first line of Tosfos, Reish Lakish Shomer Mishum Peiris. Alex, read that first line of Tosfos. Go ahead, Reish Lakish.
Reish Lakish Shomer Mishum Peiro.
The Marsha writes, I want you to get this, that this line of Tosis is arguing on the Rashi there on Daf Yud Zayin. Because what does Tosis say? Alex. Tosis says that what? We're afraid that what? She shouldn't lose Paris at Shas Nesinit. Right? What did Rashi say? Rashi said we're afraid that she's going to lose the Paris even Acher HaWat. Acher HaNesinit. Please get that down. Rashi writes here on Daf Yud Zayin and Manaf, we're afraid she's going to lose the Paris even after the Nesinus Aget. We're very afraid of that. That's what's mashed from the Rashi there. Take a look at the Rashi. Mishum Paris. Shemizmana get veilich im yimkor abal be Paris nichsim luk shalot tigvin. Bim loya bozmani yamokher vahoylech. Shetitpul adin aviyada al tachtonish yom la kodim gerish shemacharti. Please get it. Lefi Rashi, we are concerned that not only will she lose the Paris till the Nesina, she'll lose the Paris even after the Nesina. Comes Tosis and says that that's wrong. All we're worried about is what? Is up till the Nesina. Why are you worried about after the Nesina? She can herself run into Beis Din, right? She can run to Beis Din and save the day. So I'm just pointing out, Lamais, it's not so crazy. Rashi's not so crazy. Based on what we just said in the name of who? The Avnei Miluyim. Because what did the Avnei Miluyim say? We're worried about after the Nesina. So you'll tell me what Rishon in the world says that we're worried about after the Nesina? What's the answer, Philip? There's no Rishon. Of course there's a Rishon. Rashi says it. Adaf Yitzayin Amad Aleph. We're also afraid that she will not go immediately to Beis Din after the Nesinus again. Maybe she thinks she doesn't have to. She can rely on the date. So I'm saying the Avnei Miluyim might not fit in the Lashon HaTosis. He's certainly against Tosis Nevamis. But there is a Rishon, namely Rashi HaKodesh, who has this concern. Adaf Yitzayin Amar Aleph. Okay? Everyone got what I'm suggesting? That's our Chiddush that we want to say. Okay, the Avnei Miluyim might be difficult Lashon HaTosis against Tosis Nevamis. And he wants to reinterpret our Tosis by us on Daf Gimel Beis. Okay, but I'll just tell you one thing. At least the Svara of Daf Gimel is found in Rashi on Daf Yud Zayin. Grant the Tosis himself is Cholek on it, on Daf Yud Zayin, but at least Rashi had it. Adam, you follow me? There is a concern of the Paris even after the Nesina. Okay, excellent. Back to our Tosis now. Let's go. Second Teretz. Okay? Very good, Adam. Let's go. Second Teretz, go ahead. Vodish. And we often say, so, when a Rishon asks a Kasha and gives multiple Terutzim, what do we often say? We have to ask ourselves why he gives both Terutzim, okay? And also, what do we always say? When a Rishonim asks a Kasha, there's a certain premise in the Kasha, and when you give an answer, the answer can be done in one of two ways. What? It can either what? Destroy the premise in the Kasha, or the premise can remain, but you come up with a new Din from left field or right field, however which one you want to say. Okay? All right, Alex, go ahead. Oh, very fascinating. What's the second Teretz? We're afraid that after the writing of the get, she's quickly going to what? You know, it makes a lot of sense. She sees her husband writing up a get. She says, you know what? Looks like they're on the road, unfortunately, for a get, for a gerushin. She says, you know what? I'm going to stop. I'll chop a rind for myself. She says, I'm going to run to the Lukuchos, grab my own Paris, and say, oh, I was already divorced from the day to the get, and therefore what? No problem. She's really going to be lying in a sense. So how does this answer the Kasha of Tosis? What was Tosis Kasha again? Let's not forget the Kasha. What was his proposal? Let it be kosher without being able to collect the Paris. The Terence of Tosis is, if we do that, what's going to happen? She's going to take matters into her own hands. Well, the get is kosher, and she's going to grab Paris on her own. I don't know, in the middle of the night, she'll go to the Lukuchos and grab the Paris. It opens the door for, like, you know, not good things. It opens the door. If you machsher this get, it opens the door for not good things. She's going to start becoming a thief and grabbing from the Paris, from the Lukuchos, the Paris, and claim that she got it from the time of the get. That's the second Teretz of Tosis. Very fascinating Teretz. She's going to what? Become a thief. You're basically opening the door. She's going to become a thief. Oh, okay. But let me just add on, Evan. She'll grab the Paris. They'll say, what are you doing? They wake up in the morning. They have no Paris. What is she going to say? She'll laugh at them. So, Motzi Mechaveiro. What's the famous klal in Dini Momenis? Boba Kama Men Vovo Mebeis. Motzi Mechaveiro Olo Arayin. I'm the Muchzik in the Paris. I'm the Muchzik in the Paris. She'll say, bring me a rye that it's forged and that I wasn't divorced. Says it on the date of the get that we were divorced. She's right. She's muchzik. Oh, so Evan asks a great kasha. How's she going to get the fruit? How's she going to get the fruit from the what? From the lekuchos. So the Maharam writes, once in a while the Maharam writes like this. He says, Rov with Talmidim, were Masber Taisis like this. The following. What's the Maharam say? The Maharam says as follows. The Kavanas HaTaisis is like this. There were Choshish that the woman was Taifis the Peris Miyad from the Lekuchos, and she'll be Muchzuk Misafik, like we said. And therefore what? And therefore she'll be Maxik the Peris. So therefore Lamaisa, Evan's Kasha comes up, but aren't the Lekuchos going to be guarding their Peris? Aren't the Lekuchos going to be guarding their Paris? How can you be guard the Paris? So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is what? Says the Maharam Shiv, that she'll grab the Paris before they knew how to be what? Before they knew how to be careful. She'll grab the Paris before they knew how to be careful. They didn't think there would be a problem. So they didn't think there would be an issue at hand. So she'll grab the Paris before there will be a problem. They didn't know that there was a get going to happen. And therefore, they'll be able to grab this and do it in such a fashion. Now, the Maharam Shif, the Maharam asks, why did Taisa say she'll grab it miyad? Makes a lot of sense why it says miyad. Why did Taisa say miyad? Why did Taisa say miyad? Did our Taisa say miyad? Yes, it did. Why did it say miyad? Before the Lekuchos know to be careful. Exactly. Fits in very well. That's exactly why it says miyad, to give that, perhaps, that chiddush. Okay. Now, the Ksos Achoshin quotes this Maharam. Okay? The Ksos Achoshin quotes this Maharam. I want you to see the Ksos, okay? And the Maharam, okay, so we have the Pshat Lamaisa. The Maharam explains that the following. The Maharam explains to Rechoshish that miyad, when the Baal writes the get, When the Baal writes the get, even before he gives the get to her, she's going to take the get, grab the pears from the Lekuchos, and she's going to what? Have the get in her pocket to do prove that she was fine. And even if she takes it today, it'll be a get shalokadin. But a get that's signed with Aiden, we're not choshish that she's going to take it before the get and collect, because the Baal doesn't get pears mizmana chasimit. Therefore, shkedin torafis. In other words, what is the difference between Kosev Ichsav Yodo and the case of Adam signing on a get? Meaning a regular get. Why are we ever choshish for this happening? You have a get written and signed. She'll grab the get before it's given, run to the Lekuchos and go v'shelo kedin. Why aren't you afraid of that happening? You follow me, Seth? Why only because of Ichsav Yodo v'ein alav Adam are we worried about that? Let's say if Adam signed on it, why aren't we worried about it? What's the answer? Because we hold that the husband only gets what? The pears to the chasim anyway. So if Adam signed on it, we don't care whether she grabbed it before it was given to her and go ahead and collect from Lekuchos. But in the case of Kosev Ichsav Yodo v'ein alav Adam, what are we worried about? What are we worried about Kosev Ichsav Yodo v'ein alav Adam? What are we worried about? Her grabbing it before the Adam signed on it and she'll get it from Lekuchos. That'll be Shalokedin. That's what the Maharam says. Okay, so that's the Maharam's Chiddush. Again, the Maharam is what we had the earlier Maharam. He's always talking about what is this different than a regular get. The first point of the Maharam was where there was a fake date on it. Whereas opposed to here, there's no fake date on it. Right? A regular get has no zman. Let's say he compared it. Tosus was only talking about a get that had a bogus zman. Now what is Tosus talking about? Now Tosus, the Maharam says, why are you only worried about a custom of Savi Adam and love Adam? Even if Adam are signed on it, we should be afraid that what? that she's going to grab it before it's given and be Torah from the Kukul Shloka Din. What's the Teretz? What's the Teretz? That's the Maharam. That's the Maharam is Masber Pshat and Taisis. So the Maharam says that's exactly the Pshat. A get that has Adam signed on it, I'm not worried about it. Why am I not worried about it? Because the husband gets payrus until when? Until the chasima. Once the chasima is done, finished. But when you talk about a case of kasuk savino veinal of Adam, then already the what? The Baal gets the payrus to the Lashina. She grabs the get first. That's mamish what? A tremendous chash. And that's what Taisis gives the Teretz. Okay. So I want to get the following. Let's get it. The Ksois asks on the Maharam. Okay? And this will be able to be Masbir, what the difference between the two Teretz and Taisis are. Okay? What does the Ksois ask on the Maharam? The Ksois asks on the Maharam, he says, I don't understand, Lamaisa. That's only in a case where he ends up divorcing her. You tell me that a get that signed with Aiden, right? A get that signed with Aiden, you're not worried about her grabbing from the Kukul Shalokadin? That's only evident if he ends up divorcing her and gives her the get. In this case, we're concerned if he doesn't end up divorcing her, she shouldn't get any payrus. That's what the Ksos asks on the Maharam. That's what the Ksos asks on the Maharam. Plus the fact that Ksos says if the Baal doesn't get any payrus, mizmana chasime, right? Then even miksav yodov ain't payrus. It should be like a chasime. Because what did Taisa say? Ain lecha chasime gedola mizu. So even my kasav miksav yodov ain't a love Aiden. You should be concerned. The husband what? The husband doesn't get any payrus. The Ksos asks two kashas on the Maharam. The first kasha is, the Maharam said, if you have Edom signed on the get, there's nothing to worry about. Because once the Edom are signed on the get, Lamaisa, the husband gets the payrus, the husband loses the payrus from that time on. So there's nothing to worry about. Let her grab it, right? Whereas the custom of Salviyot and Edom, you're afraid she's going to cop it. So says, if Edom are signed on it, the only time you're not concerned of is he ends up giving her the get. How do you know he's going to end up giving her the get in this case? That's what we're concerned with, right? That's what he asks, the Ksos. Second of all, the Ksos asks, he says, I thought Tosas postulated a theory, Ein lecha chasima gedola mizu. So if you say Ein lecha chasima gedola mizu, then even if there are no Edom signed on it, he should lose his payrus from the time that he wrote it. Those are the two kashas of the Ksos and the Maharam. Now the difficulty with that is, with the Ksos is, how do you know he didn't end up divorcing her with it? How do you know he didn't end up divorcing her with it? Why did he say he didn't end up divorcing her? In other words, Lamaisa, what he must mean to say is that when the woman brings the get with Eini Chasime, Kodem Gerishin, we are chayshish that maybe what? He won't end up divorcing her and she'll be most of the parish looking. And that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid, Lamaisa, when she brings the get, she hadn't been divorced yet. She's taking the get before she got the get as a get. So we're afraid that she's not going to get end up getting divorced in the end. That's what Taisus is saying. That's what the Ksos is saying. So that's the two kashas that we have of the Ksos on the Maharam. So we should just point out that there is a steer in the Ksos. The Sefer Rafka, the Shmaitzer, writes the Ksos, a Soser himself. In the Avni Miluyim, he writes, only a get that signed with Eini Chasima does the Baal have no payrus, because there's a call that goes out, that he wants to divorce her. But Kosev Bichsav Yodo, Shalo Yotza Kol, the Baal has payrus. So in the Avni Miluyim, he ignores the fact that Taisa says, Ein Lecha Chasima Gedol Mizu. In the Ksos, he says, Ein Lecha Chasima Gedol Mizu, and even if the Baal writes it, the Baal should what? Should stop getting payrus from the time he writes it. So on that, there's this theory in the Ksos. So we have very, very clearly two kashas of the Maharam on the Ksos HaChoshin in his, we have two kashas of the Ksos on the Maharam in the Maharam's pshat of the Taisus. And that's what we are what, in fact, what concerned with, Lamaisa, in these two Terutzim. So I want to say like this, let's get it. Because of the two kashas of the Ksos on the Maharam, in the second Teretz of Taisus, that's why Taisus gave his first Teretz. Again, what was our kasha? What was Taisus' kasha? Let's get it. What was Taisus' original kasha? Aaron, let the get be kosher and make a stopgap public policy, no payers collected, right? What was the first Teretz? If you do that, you're going to mess her up in a case where the get is honest and the zman is honest, she should be able to collect. It's not fair to her. Therefore, we say everything's possible. Correct? What's the second teretz? We're afraid she's going to wake up in the middle of the night and what ran from the law, the kuchos, before the get was even given. She's going to be chosh miyad. And as Evan asked, very good, like the Maram, aren't they going to guard it? No, before they know they have to guard it. Miyad. She's going to grab it miyad. Okay. There are two difficulties with the second teretz. What are the two difficulties in the second teretz? The two difficulties in the second teretz are that the Maharam says, and this is what the Maharam is always doing, why is this get different than other gets? This get is different because as soon as he writes it, we're chashish, she's going to grab it and be Torah from the kuchos she'll look it in. That was the chashash. That she'll say she's already divorced from this man of Kosovo. She's Torah Shlokedin. She's Torah Shlokedin. By a regular get that signed with Adam, why aren't we Choshish? Because as soon as Adam are signed, the husband loses the payrus. It's nothing to be concerned about. So the Ksos asks on the Maharam. That's the Maharam's shot in the second terrace. So we're very afraid here she's going to grab it immediately. But the husband still should get it. The Kukuchos still should have it. That's the Maharam's shot in the second terrace. There's two difficulties with that. What are the two difficulties? Number one, who says that what? She's end up going to get divorced with this get. She's grabbing it before she actually got divorced. Number one. Number two, Seth, what's the second kasha? Tosus developed kasa b'chsav yodo, ein lecha chsima gedola mizu. That's an automatic chsima, right? When he writes it up. So if it's an automatic chesima, he should lose the paris from that time as well. So what are you worried about? So I want you to get this. So what we want to suggest is because of these two difficulties that the Ksos has in the Maharam, that's why Tosus gave a first answer. He didn't like the second paris. Because of these two kashas of the Ksos and the Maharam. What are you worried about? What's there to worry about? If he writes it, it's like in the Chasim Gadol Zoo. He should lose Paris. He loses it now. It's hers. Second of all, the pshat is that as who says that she ends up getting divorced with this, right? That's what the Ksos's kasha was on the Maharam. Lemaisa, you're worried about that, Lemaisa. He says, who says? About the Ksos, if they don't get divorced, she gets no payrus. The Maharam says, I'm never worried about if Adam are signed on it. What do you mean never worried if Adam are signed on it? Why are you never worried when Adam are signed on it? She shouldn't be able to get it automatically unless she actually got divorced. How do you know the divorce happens? She's grabbing all this stuff before she got divorced. So I'm saying this is the difficulty, nurse. The difficulty with this teretz is that it draws a distinction with our case of kasa b'chsav yodo ein l'edim with a classical get that has edim signed on it. And the bottom line is that in the Ksos's mind, there are problems with the classical get too as well. There's really no difference based on Tosfos. Because once they sign it, really the husband what? The husband should lose his payrus. So what are you worried about? And number two, even by a regular what get that has signatures on it, you should also be worried because maybe they never got divorced. So the whole presentation of the second teretz is bothersome, says the Ksos on the Maharam. That's why we want to say is the first teretz. Okay, one sec, Phil. What is the difficulty with the second teretz, though? Sorry, what is difficulty with the first teretz that the second teretz is beneficial? Oh. So let's get this, Lemaisa. There's another issue that comes up with the second teretz. Okay? What's the second teretz say? We're choshish achar aksiva, that miyad, she's going to be tofus to Paris, and she's going to say that what? That it was, she was divorced from the time of the date of the get. Okay. Let me ask you. Says the teretz getting, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here in this case? Okay? I want you to get this. What are we talking about? If there are no Adim that she grabbed the Paris, then she has a Migu. What's the Migu? She could say, Lo hayu dvarim mi olam. She doesn't know what she's being accused of. I don't know what you're talking about, she could say. If there are no Edim, let her grab the Peiris. And what he's going to scream, the Lekucha is going to say, what do you do to us? You took away the Peiris. She says, I don't know what you're talking about. If there's no Edim, she always will win. If there are Edim, then what's the Pshat, Lamaisa? If there are Edim, then we should be Choshish, right? The Gam Beget, he says, this is the difficulty, the Torah insists. If you're talking when there's no Edim that she grabbed it, she has a Migu. And if there are Edim that she grabbed it, then how does Tfisa work? We shouldn't let her keep the fruit. Mimon Nafshach. The second Torah does, what are you talking about? What do you mean she got up in the middle of the night and took the pears from the Lekuchos? Are there Edim that she did it? If there are Edim that she did it, she should give it back. If there are no Edim, then she wins. That's the difficulty with the second Teretz HaTaisis. But what are you talking about? There's nothing to talk about, Lamaisa. What's your concern? Remember we said, let the get be kosher, and then not collect payers. We're afraid she's going to do the thing in the middle of the night. Okay, what can you do? I mean, if there are Edim that she grabbed, then we'll take it back from her. If there are no Edim, what are you going to do? We can't always police everybody. We assume everyone has a chesed kasher. So what are you supposed to do? The monof shach, says the Teretz Gittin. The difficulty with the second Teretz is, what exactly is the case? The monof shach, that's what he's asking. Okay? So what is the pshat in the second Teretz? I want you to get this. There's a concept called tfisa lachar shanola rasofik. There's tfisa achar leidus asofik. If you're tofes, Achar, latest a sofik. If there's a sofik in a case, and your tofis after the sofik comes up, is that tfisa good? So there is a shita lemaisa of toisus meseches ksubis and dafchov that says with the tainus bari tfisa works after nolat a sofik, and that's exactly the pshat lemaisa of the toisus. The way the Maharam was masber with its rov talmidim that if your tofis the pears be sofik lemaisa, then in fact what? It's considered to be what? It's considered to be acceptable. So I want you to get the sheet. Tfisa lachar, leidus asofik, is mawil, helps. Right? She grabbed after there was a sofik. If she has a tainus bari, tfisa sheet is that a bari is acceptable. That's a big chiddush. Not all the Rishonim agree with this. And that's why there's a difficulty with the second Teretz. She grabs, there's a leidus asofik. What do I mean by a leidus asofik? We don't know who should get this peiros. Okay, so what does she do? She goes ahead and grabs it. Does tfisa work in that case, Lamaisa? So that's what we're explaining, Lamaisa. We're explaining, yes, tfisa works. The answer is there were Aiden. Yes, there were. There were Aiden that she grabbed it. Alright, so give it back. No. Because the bottom line is that what we're not sure when the divorce was. She claims this from the date of the get. She grabbed it, let it work. With the claim of a bari, tfisa achar leidus asofik mawil, and tfisa works. Therefore, we let her keep it. But that's not agreed upon. So I'm saying that's the difficulty in this second Teretz, and that is why I'm sorry. That's the difficulty, not more of a difficulty, Lamaisa. And that's why, Lamaisa, the first Teretz, that might be what the first Teretz and the second Teretz are arguing upon. The first Teretz doesn't like the second Teretz because the second Teretz says, Tfisa l'achar leidus asofik is mawil. The difficulty with the first Teretz is what? Maybe we hold to the shita. Maybe all Tfisa l'achar leidus asofik works. And the first shita in Tosfos is ignoring that. That is what the two Teretz of Tosfos are arguing upon. Okay? All right, this is the chiddush we wanted to bring out with this tesis, okay? All right, fine. It's hard to go over it, Lamaisa, but that's the bottom line how we answer both these terutzim and the tesis. Okay, I want to quickly see the next two tesisim, okay? And then we have to go to the chumash. You go over it, Lamaisa, it's not hard, but let's see the next two tesisim, okay? And then we have to come up with the nafkimin rashi tesis. Go ahead. Alex, go ahead. Next Tosis, go ahead. Now, that was the third case. What was the first case of the three getting suing? Kosev Ichsav Yonav Ein Alav Edim. What's the second case? Yesh Alav Edim, vein bo zman. What's the third case? Yesh bo zman vein bo eleid echad. So go ahead. Oh. What's Tosa say? If you look Sav Yodo Shaninu, what does that imply? That you have a Zman, you have an Erechon, and you have the Baal Bos. So what's Tosas bothered by? Shouldn't it be a Kol Shekein? If we said Kasev Ichsav Yodoy, is what? What was the first case? Kasev Ichsav Yodo, the Vlad is what? Is Kosher, and there are no Aidim. So how much more so the third case, which is what? What's the third case? Where there's an Erechon and a Baal Bos and a Zman. Shouldn't that for sure be good? So what's this chiddush? It taught kasev b'chsav yodo v'inaleinu to tell me that b'diavad the what? The vlad is kosher. What's the chiddush of the seifa? You'd have thought a kol shekein that it should be good even what? L'charchila kamashman, it's not even good l'charchila. The chiddush is we do not view the Baal Bos and the Erechon to be two eidim mamish, that it should allow you to get married even l'charchila. Okay? We do not view it as two Aidim, that it should allow you to get married, l'chachila. Okay? Why? Why is that? Seth, you follow me? Okay. Kosev b'chsav yodo v'inaleinu of Aidim is kosher, there's no Aidim, it's kosher b'diavad. So you think by Eid Echa with k'sav yodo, treated like two Aidim, maybe it would even be good, even l'chachila, kamashman, that it's still possible what? L'chachila. I would have thought a kol shekein. But I want you to know, what's the bottom line? Why is it not good? L'charchila. Why is it not good l'charchila? I'll tell you why. Because he's only one aid. And since there's only one aid, l'maisa, we assume the following chiddush. With two aidim, mamish, then we're not afraid of anything, of any sheker. When you have one aid and the Baal Bos, still that Baal Bos is not mamish an aid. In the bottom line, there's only one aid, and we're afraid that there's going to be a lie about the date. And that's what we're chayshish for. Okay? That's what we're chayshish for. You follow me, Seth? In other words, the bottom line is by this case, there's only one aid. The Baal Bos is not considered to be an aid. Since there's only one aid, what do we say? We say that there will be sheker. There will be sheker. Only when there are two aidim are we chayshish, do we assume there will be no sheker. Only when there's two aidim, then we assume that there's not going to be what Shliachasmal Sheker. Two aidim aren't going to sign on Sheker. One aid, he doesn't care. We're chayshish, then maybe he might sign on Sheker. That's what this Tosis is based on. That's the chiddush of this Tosis. Chiddush of this Tosis is that Lamaisa, don't make a kol shekein, there's still an issur l'chachila. But I want you to get the chiddush. The chiddush is if there are two aidim that sign on it, what's the din? If there are two aidim that sign on it, what's halacha? It's good. We don't assume two aidim are going to sign on something that's sheker. But if there's one aid, yes, there's one aid in the Baal Bos, we're afraid that the one aid might sign on sheker. Therefore, it is l'chachila possible. But yeah, but of course, it is kosher. That's the chiddush of Tosis. Okay, Alex, next Tosis, go ahead. No. Yesh Bozman, the second one. Oh, so what is Tosis saying here? I want you to get this now. What is the reason why Yesh Bozman Vein Bo Echad is possible? Because what did Tosis say? Seth, what did Tosis say? Yesh Bozman Vein Bo Eleid Echad. Why is it possible? Rechosh is that he's going to make up a date, right? That's the previous Tosis. Yes? So Rechosh is going to make up a date. Why does the Mishnah have to mention the case of what, Alex? Yesh Bozman. What was the third case? Yesh Bozman Vein Bo Echad. Don't mention the Zman. Because it's like not having a Zman. Because we assume it's a fake Zman. Why does he mention it at all? What's the answer? The answer is to teach us that even what? Even so, even though it has a date, you're not able to get married what? You're not able to get married l'charchila. That's the chiddush. You would have thought, oh, it's a Zman. So it's a Zman l'maisa. Maybe it should allow you to get married l'charchila. The chiddush is no. It's still possible l'charchila. And what's the reason why it's possible? because it's a fake date. The Baal can write any date he wants. Okay? Yesh bo zman vein bo el eirecha. That's the reason, because he can write any date he wants. Oh. So this brings us to the following. I want you to get this. One of the fellows just asked me in Seder, okay? We said it two times already. We'll say it a third time. Why is Kasa B'Chsav Yodavein Olavein impossible? Midrabanan? Gemara didn't say. Why is it possible? What does Rashi say? Because it might lead you to do Chsav Sofer without any aid, right? What did Tosa say? Because he might write any date possible. Yes? What is the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosas? What is the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosas as to why it's possible in Rabbanan? What is the nafkamina? What is the nafkamina as to why it's possible in the Rabbanan? Oh, this is very, very fascinating. Why it's possible in the Rabbanan, okay? Let's get this, okay? Why is it possible in the Rabbanan? And it's a big, big nafkamina on this case, okay? Big nafkamina l'dinah. The Pnei Yehoshua comments that Rashi does not hold like Tosfos. Why? Because it's pshita. If you're machshir b'ksav yodo, when are you machshir b'ksav yodo? When are you machshir b'ksav yodo? When are you machshir b'ksav yodo? Only mikanu lahavo. You are not machshir l'mafreya. There's a famous Gemara in Baba Basra that if a husband says, Baal Sha'amar Derashki is Ishti, if a husband says that he divorces right, form of Basra from a doubt, he's Neman Lahavo. Why is he Neman Lahavo? From this day on, because he has in his hand, he could divorce her right away. So he's believed Biyadah. If a husband says he divorced his wife, we believe him right away for the future. Because he could divorce her right now. Baal Korcha. We don't believe him, l'mafrei, that he's been divorced for weeks and months. So, the bottom line is, if that's the case, this is the Gemara of Baba Basra. It's very, very interesting. That's why Rashi says the Pnei Yehoshua doesn't like Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Again, Philip, you said it very nicely. Throughout all these Tosfosim we've done last 2 days, these three Tosfosim, in fact, it was also the fourth one, the one before Shloshim Kiddushin Psulim. He can finagle his man, finagle his man, finagle his man. That's the reason why it's possible in Rabbanan. He can always make up his own man. You know, Rashi doesn't like that. You know why Rashi doesn't like that? Because the bottom line is that if a husband says he's divorced, Lamaisa, we only believe him in the future. Therefore, he cannot, what, cover over for his niece with a taina that she was divorced from before. So he doesn't like Tosef Shad. Someone that is machshir ksav yodo is machshir only mikana lahavo, when we see the get in her hand. It's a very interesting point, no? What is Tosef worried about? Is he going to make up his own date? Can he make up his own date? What are you worried about? If he says he divorced her, you only believe him from this day on. And we look at the get in her hand. So if we look at the get in her hand, Lamaisa, we'll see the get in her hand. So if you're machshir b'ksav yodo, it's only from this time on. We're not going to machshir from the time of the day to the get. What is an IOU? An IOU is exactly this. The Baal says he divorced his wife. That's what ksav yod is. When do you believe him, Aaron? From the time that he's saying it now, in the future. Oh, but the date and the get said a week before? Who cares? You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing to worry about. What is the whole basis of all these Tosfos set? The whole basis of all these Tosfos is that the Baal says he's going to finagle his man. That's why it's possible in the Rabbanan. Shlosh get him sued. What are you worried about, Rashi says? If a husband says he's divorced, which is the same thing as ksav yodo, you only believe him in the future. The date of the get says last week. Who cares? It's meaningless. We don't listen to the date. That's why Rashi says it has nothing to do with him finagling this man. Please get it. The Pnei Yehoshua says, that's why Rashi says, I'm afraid if you allow custom of Sav Yodam in Olayim, you can allow a sofer with no aid. It's a separate gzeira completely. It's a very excellent point that Pnei Yehoshua says. Very strong, and that's why Rashi does not like Tosfos Pshat Bichlal. That's why he does not like Tosfos Pshat at all. and he sticks with his shot of making a gzeira.
The truth is, I don't know why Rashi doesn't, why Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's shot. It's a very good, I mean, if you allow custom aside, they don't even allow a gzeira. I can tell you why Rashi doesn't like Tosfos' shot based on this. It's a very bichidish. I mean, what is he afraid about finagling his mom? What are you afraid that there's going to be a Beis Din that doesn't know this Gemara? It's hard to imagine. Why is Tosfos working with this the whole time? We're afraid about him making up his own date. It doesn't make a difference. If he says he's divorced, we only believe him from the future. We don't believe him from the time of the date of the get. I don't know how Tosfos is going to get out of this Gemara. I don't know. That's what I'm saying, Yossi. Unless you'll tell me that the Beis Din didn't know this Gemara.
How does that work? It says you pop,
don't
worry about
Rashi doesn't hold on that. No, of course Rashi holds of it. That's the reason why you need a date on a get. But I'm saying, Kasav Chsavir of Enel of Avim, why is it possible in the Rabbana? There is a date. There's a date on the get. Kasav Chsavir of Enel Avim, there's a date on the get. The first kiss is a date. So according to rational problem, Tosfos says the date is a bogus date and they made it up. So I'm saying, what are you worried about, Lamaisa? An IOU, anyway, we only believe in the future. We're never going to believe what? Go by the date anyway. So why is that the reason why it's possible in Rabbanon? That shouldn't be the reason why it's possible in Rabbanon. There's a different problem. Because you're going to allow Sofer with no Edom on it. So this is bothering me, Lamaisa. Why, in fact, Rashi, let's say Pnei Yoshua points this out. Why, in fact, Rashi does not like Tosfos' pshat at all? What are you worried about, Lamaisa? Yeah, Philip, go ahead.
Can't you just say that get is what the husband is saying, and then from that point that it says on the get and onwards?
I guess that's what you're going to have to say, Philip, what Tosfos would respond. When is this when you have no piece of paper around?
Right, yeah.
And he says he divorced his wife, so we'll believe him this day on. It's a very good point, Philip. But if you have a get written, so you'll say, Tosfos will say this is in a vacuum, where there's no get around. Where there's a get around, we listen to the date. Rashi responds, I'm sorry, no. What is the get? What is the piece of paper? It's an IOU. The IOU is no better than him verbally saying what he says. You follow me? You know the truth is, I think we could say a lomdus here. Say a chiddush. I want you to get this. I want to say a chiddush here, okay? Let's get this, okay? I think this is a vort, okay? Let's get this. Ksav Yad. Well, we got to get to the chumash, okay? Ksav Yad. Is Ksav Yad a star or is it not a star? Machloikis, the Rif in the Balamor. Machloikis, the Rif in the Balamor. I want you to get this. Meaning to say, let's say I lend money to Yitzi. And he wrote me up a shtar. We know the Lova writes the shtar, gives the shtar to the mob. I lend him $100,000. I come one day, Yitzi, I say, it's time to pay up. 30 days later, please give me the $100,000. I whip out a shtar. Are you believed to say you paid? Is Parati believed against the shtar? Yes or no? No. Why not? What's the famous comment in the Gemara Bava Basra? Shtarcha v'yadi, my boy. I said to Yitzi, listen, if you paid me back, you never would have let me keep the shtar. Shtarcha v'yadi, my boy. That's what I say to you. So I am believed. Parati is not believed against the shtar. Is Parati believed against Ksav Yado? An IOU, Yitzi wrote me an IOU that you owe me $100,000. And I whip it out, and you say Parati. Is Parati believed against an IOU? What do you say? This is a machloikis between the Rif and the Balamor. Tosfos quotes this in Ksubis, on Daf Chof, on Chof Aleph, rather. Okay? The Balamor says you cannot, and the Rif says you can.
Balamor, Parati, Eno, Neheman, and the Rif says Neheman. Is Parati believed against Ksav Yodo?
Everyone get this? Let's get this. The Balamur says Parati is in on them against Ksav Yodo. The Rif says it is believed against Ksav Yodo. Okay? What's the Machloikis all about? Poshup Shah, what would you say? According to the Rif, Ksav Yodo is what? Ksav Yodo is Eno Star. Eno Star, it's not like a regular star. And therefore Parati's believed. And the Balamur says that Ksav Yodo is considered to be a what? A regular star. That's the simplest hesber this machlokes. Is Parati, is Ksav Yodo considered to be a star or not a star? Is Ksav Yodo considered to be a star or is it not a star? You understand what I'm saying? When you write an IOU, is it like a star or is it not like a star? What would you say? If you hold this like a star, then your Parati is not believed against a star. If Ksav Yodo is not a star, then Parati is believed. You got me? Okay. Philip, this is what we want to be mazmi, the Machlokes Rashi Tosis. When a husband says verbally that he divorced his wife, he's only believed in the future. But here he wrote an IOU. Here he wrote an IOU. So Rashi says, so what? An IOU is not a star. So therefore what? Rashi says, I cannot be mazber that it's possibly Rabbanim like who? Like Tosis. Why are all these three getting psum and possum rabbanu? Rashi says, because you're going to finagle this man. Rashi says, finagle this man. We're never going to believe him that they're divorced past. Only in the future, right? That's why Tosh came up with his own, that's why Rashi came up with a different pshat. It's going to lead you to sulfur. So Philip said, what's Tosh's response? So he said, Rebbe, but it says it in the star. It says in the star, it says in the get, when the date was. So Rashi will say, so what? Ksav Yodo is not considered to be what? A star for these purposes. At least what? Midrabbana. Of course, Minat Torah it is. Rashi said, Odas Baldin. Rashi says, there's a Kosov. But at least Midrabbana will ignore it. You follow me? Tosus will say no. Tosus will say no, we will not ignore it. And one of the reasons why we won't ignore it is because Tosus might hold the opinion of the Balamur that a Ksav Yodo is a real star. If it's a real star, you can't ignore it. It's good minat Torah, and midrabbanan, why should we ignore it? That's why Tosis stands on his head and says, you know why it's possible midrabbanan? Because we're afraid you're going to finagle and make up your own zman. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out there. That's the chiddush we want to bring out. Why, in fact, this psul midrabbanan, that's the keyest line of the Shlosh Gittim Psulim. They're possible, but why? 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 Rashi says the Gzera of the Sofer. You're going to be having the Sofer, no way. Tosis is going to finagle his mind. What are you worried about? The Pnei Yeshua says. Rashi would say to Tosis, what are you worried about? If he says his divorce is going in the future, not from the past. The date says in the get last week. So what? Rashi, though, says that. Tosis says, you don't say so what? Because Ksav Yodo has a lot of koyach. Ksav Yodo is considered to be a star. And since Ksav Yodo is considered to be a star, yes, therefore even Midrabbana we're not going to possible it. And therefore Tosa has to stand on his head and come up with a whole new reasoning why this mind is not compulsive. This is what we want to say. Now this is the simplest way you can explain this machlekes, whether Parati is believed against Ksav Yodo or not. That's the simplest way. Is Ksav Yodo a star or is it not a star? You could reject that. How could you reject that? I could say Parati is not believed. I could say Parati is not believed, even though Ksav Yodo, let's say Parati is believed against Ksav Yodo, is not a star. Maybe you could say it is a star, but Star Chav Yodi Moi Boy doesn't apply here because I'm not makpid on having a star returned to me. You're not makpid on it because it can't collect from the Chosma Shabbatim. What's the din of a milah b'shtar? A milah b'shtar, the mysticism of Vasa, can collect from what? This is very important that we have to know this. Milvah b'shtar collects from what? Nechasim, Mishu what? Mishu Bada, which we'll get it tomorrow more with the Tosis, the big Tosis. Ksav Yodo is what, the Mishnah says above Asra? Can only collect from what? B'nei Chorin. What is B'nei Chorin? From his own property. I can only collect from Lovah straight up, Yitzi. I can't collect from the Gufos by Ksav Yodo. So maybe you're not makben on the star being returned because I can't collect brachos from daughter. I'm saying this is not the only way that it's mukhach, this machlokes. But the simplest way is, ksav yad a star or not. If ksav yad is a star, then the rabbanon aren't going to apostle it. And like Philip said, they're not going to ignore it. That's why Tosfos not bothered. This is in a vacuum where there's no get. There's a get, you got to look at the date. Rashi says you don't look at the date. Ignore it. An IOU is the same thing as verbally. We're never going to go back based on that. We're never going to base ourselves on that. So that's the machlokes here between Rashi and what? Rashi and Tosfos. And it's a very critical machlokes, Shloshe Kitzurim. As I said, someone asked me in Seder, does the Gemara say why it's possible? No, the Gemara does not say why it's possible. Anyone asks you, the Shloshe Gittin Psulim, does the Gemara say why it's possible l'chachilah? The Gemara does not say. It's a machlokish Rashi and Peivav against Artosos. Why it is possible in Rabbanan. And that depends upon this Gemara and Baba Basra. Okay? That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Now, one more comment that we got to go to Chumash, and that is, Rav Shach Zatzal has a sefer called the Av Yezri. And he has the following Chiddush, okay? He has the following Chiddush also. Very interesting Chiddush that he says. And that is as follows. He says that when a husband says, Baal Amar Gerashti, you know what he says? The get is not in front of us, it's Biyodo. Therefore it works midin Migu. Migu never works l'mafreya. Here, as you said, Philip, the get she's holding, it's ksav yad, and therefore it's kosher. We just have a suffix from what time of the get, from which time of day, or not time of day, which day, it's taka kosher. So Lamaisa, we're mistopic on this, Lamaisa. So he wants to say, very similar to what you're saying, Lamaisa, that Tosfos would say, the truth of the matter is that Basra Megarashti is in a vacuum. This is not in a case of a vacuum, we have a get. So I'm just pointing out, you have to underline what the machlokes as to whether what the status of ksav yado is. See, the sefer that Rav Shach says, like you said, but I'm saying you have to analyze it even further. Why is it that Rashi said what he said? Because they were arguing about what the status of ksav yado is. Rashi said that ksav yado is what mineral abundant. It's not going to be good. So therefore, you ignore the fact that it's there. Choices, you don't ignore it. Because they were arguing mineral bonnet is a ksav yad considered to be a star or not. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. Is ksav yad considered to be a star mineral bonnet? Okay. Very well. Okay, now tomorrow we have to do we didn't do the two big tises in now. Okay, we got to do the two big tises. The second one is much more intricate, Lamaisa. And that'll bring us into different topics of the Gabi Shibu. Okay, let me just see if we finished all the... Okay, well, tomorrow we'll have to get to the Rebbe Kivager and the Rosh. Okay, fine. Let's move on to Halachia I wanted to get to in Chumash. Okay? Avram Avinu was introduced at the end of the Parsha. Okay? And there is a lot of literature written by Gedolei Achronim as to what the status of the Avos were, Kodem Matan Torah. Were they only Ben Noach, or were they the status of a Yisrael, even before the Torah was given? It's very important. In fact, there's a whole sefer written by the Mishnah LeMelech in the Parshas Drachim as to what their status was. And there's a very big problem, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara writes in Yuma and Daf Chof Ches, that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even the Rabbanans, and presumably Yitzchak and Yaakov as well. They did everything Midrashim and the Rabbanan, they had a benevuah. Okay. If that's the case, there's a big problem. How is it that the Avos were able to observe Shabbos? Mimon of Shach. If they were Yisraelim, please get this, they have to observe Shabbos. Mitzad Sheni, if there were Ben Noach, the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin and Daftin Zayin, that a Ben Noach that observes Shabbos is Chayv Misa B'Neshamayim. Even if he takes Tuesday or Wednesday, and he says, this is my Sabbath, he's stealing. So, Mimon of Shach, how were the Elvis able to observe Shabbos? Okay? Talmud Torah is not a problem Why not? A Jew has to learn Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. However, can a Goy learn Torah? A Goy Shalom Torah is Chayv Nisa. Why isn't Talmud Torah the same problem? How would you solve that easily? How would you solve that? They learn Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach. A Goy is allowed to learn in depth Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach. He can learn the Gemara. He can learn the Rishonim. So that's what they did. I can solve the way that what they learned is they learned Shemitz B'nai Noah. The problem is the Shmir Shabbos. Seth, you follow me? You got to be Mogav Shabbos. How are they able to observe Shabbos? Even the seventh Mitzvah B'nai Noah, which is to set up a court system, the first six are Lavim, the seventh is a positive mitzvah, the seventh one is a Machlekes, the Ramah, and the Nitziv. Do the Dayanim of non-Jews just paskin whatever they make sense to them? Or do they have to ask Dayanim that are Jewish? What does the Ksos say? What does the Nesivis say? When it says they set up a court system, are they supposed to adjudicate based on rhyme and reason? Or do they have to actually look in the halachic code and paskin according to that? So this is a major, major question. And I want you to know something. You should know that this is not just a theoretical question. This is a practical shaila as well. Why is this a practical shaila? What happens if a guy comes to me on Shabbos, middle of Shabbos, and he says, I want you to know, Rav, he converted Zagir, but he's not sure whether the conversion was proper. You follow me? What do I tell this guy to do the rest of Shabbos? If he's a Ben Noach, I want him to what? Break Shabbos. If he's a Yid, I want them to observe Shabbos. So this is not just a Shaila theoretically what the Almas did, but it's a Shaila halacha l'maaseh. What do I tell this guy who says to me he's not sure that the Beis Din that had the Geirus was a good? Imagine this. What do you do? So let us offer six different terutzim to what we could presume the Avos did and what we would advise this fellow to do for the remainder of Shabbos. Okay? Fascinating Shiloh. The first one is written by the Pardes Yosef. The Pardes Yosef says the following. It says in Parshas Noach, Yom V'Laila Lo Yishbosu. What does it say in Bracious? Vayira Vayvoker. The halachic day begins, or rather, let's start. The secular day for non-Jews begins when? Yom V'Laila Yishbosu. Begins in the morning, goes into the evening. In halacha, when does the halachic day begin? At night. There's only one area in halacha. We learned it already in Hilchos Tainis that the halacha begins in the morning. When? Kutchin. Very good. So it's an ingenious what the Pardes Yosef says. They would do malacha on when? We would tell the Avos, we would tell this fellow, the Avos did malacha. We wouldn't tell the Avos know how to do it themselves. But this fellow, we would say, do malacha on Saturday night. On the Tzad Yisrael, they observe Friday night and Saturday. On the Tzad there had been Noach, at least they did malach on Saturday night, so they didn't go through a whole Shabbos observing what? Observing Shabbos. You got me? That's the answer of the Pardes Yosef. That's assuming the same definition of malach applies for both Yisrael and non-Jew. That's the first teretz, the teretz of the Pardes Yosef. Second teretz is, so I would tell this fellow, please do malach on Saturday night. Turn a light on, write two letters. Okay? Fine. Second teretz. The Aruch Lanir and his Chuvis, the Binyan Siyan, writes that the definition of malacha for Jews comes from where? Where does the definition of malacha on Shabbos come from? Mishkan. Excellent. Lamed Tes Malachas. What's the definition of malacha for a non-Jew? Shvitzing. Working hard. Like we define malach on Cholomoy, same way we define malach on Cholomoy, tircha, Malacha sheyesh bo tircha. So we would suggest the following. The avos, they moved tables, they moved chairs in the shul. They didn't, or they went moved the stuff from makom sheyesh bo erev. They shvitzed, but they didn't transgress any of the lamates malachas. So on the tzadei Yisraelim, they observed Shabbos fully. On the tzadei Reben Noach, they did not go through the whole Shabbos without doing malacha. Because what's the definition of malacha, Adam, for Ben Noach? Shvitzing. And they shvitzed. Second teretz. Okay. Third teretz. Says Reb Shlomo Levilna in the Sefer Necheshek Shlomo. They wore tzitzis. They wore tzitzis. So what? They wore tzitzis. On the tzad, they were Yisraelim. The tzitzis is a begin. It's not called a masa. A masa means a package. A goy is not mitzuvin tzitzis. If a goy wears tzitzis, it's like he's carrying. So they would wear tzitzis outside b'makom shein bo erev. And that solves the problem as well. In fact, our Rebbe, Reb Aaron Soloveitchik Tzatzal, you know, there's a machlokes tanoim between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, is tcheilus ma'akev. It's a whole question whether we have tcheilus nowadays. Okay. Assuming like the Beis Halevi, that we don't have tcheilus nowadays, that we don't have Masorah for it, so big machlokes, assuming that we don't, let's say. Okay? Reb Aaron Soloveitchik, do we paskin like the Chachamim or Rebbe? Rov Rishonim hold like the Chavim. Yochid Barabim Halacha Kerabim. Tchelis is what? Is not Makif. The Baal HaMor holds like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That Tchelis is Makif. So Reb Aaron Zatzal did not wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Because B'mokim Shem Bo Erev, and he didn't hold of many of Erevin because he was Makif for the Rambam. Whenever there's Rosh Hashanah, you can't make an Erev. So he never would wear tzitzis on Shabbos because he was machmer for the Baal HaMor that tchelis is ma'akev. Very bichumra. Nonetheless, if we suggest that the avos wore what? If we suggest that the avos wore tefillin, wore tzitzis, then you could say mitzad that the Yisraelim, they were beged. Mitzad that they were goyim, they carried. This third answer is assuming again that what? The definition of malach is the same like the first answer, unlike the second answer. Okay? That's the third answer. Okay, fourth teretz now. Fourth teretz. Let's get it. The Minchas Chinuch says as follows. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Ein shiurim leben Noach. There is no shiurim. There's no kezayis. There's no shiur of anything. There's no din of shiurim for a ben Noach. For Yisrael, there is shiurim. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Shiurim the Gemara says brachas and erevin and sukkah is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What would they do? Why is Chetzi Shir Osir on Shabbos? Rashi says it's Osir. Why is Chetzi Shir Osir in general? Chetzi Shir Osir min HaTayr. Either because of the posse called Chelev Lo So Chelu, you're not allowed to eat any aspect of non-kosher fat, or because of a Sfar of Chazal it's the Rufe. You might combine the Chetzi Shirim together. Okay? The Avos would write one letter on Shabbos. That's what we would tell this fellow, that we're the tzitzis, and we tell him to write one letter. Why? On the tzad, they were Yisraelim, they didn't do a full malachim. And since it was only Aser, me not terrible, why is it Aser? Because we're afraid that you're going to what? End up doing another one. The Avos were tzadikim. They weren't going to write another letter. And on the tzad, they were what? Ben Noach. What'd they do? They did a malacha. Because for a Ben Noach, there's no shiurim. So we would tell this fellow to write one letter. You follow me? That's a fourth answer. On the tzaddik of Yisraelim, they weren't mechal Shabbos because chetzi shus also min hatorah, and it was we're afraid you're going to end up doing the whole thing. They would be careful not to do it. On the tzaddik that they're a benoch, they did melach. This is also assuming the definition is the same. Fifth terrors. How do you solve this problem? The Avos, namely Avraham Avinu, had a lot of Avodah Zorahs around his family's house. Terach used to sell Avodah Zorahs. They had a lot of getchkes, idols. The Gemara says if you're motzi atzei asherah, what's an atzei asherah? A tree that was deified. If you take it outside your house on Shabbos, you do hotzah, you're putter. Why are you putter? Why are you putter? Again, let's get it. If you're motzi asherah of the Shabbos, why are you putter? Why are you putter if you're motzi asherah on Shabbos? Because it's a malach hashem tzrich legufa. What does malach hashem tzrich legufa mean? You have to do the malach for the purpose of the Mishkan. When I carry the atzi asherah outside the house, do I want the wood in Rosh Hashanah? Do I want the wood in Rosh Hashanah, or I just want it out of my house? Because there's a law of a yidbuk b'yavcha mu'a min acherim. When I carry the atzi asherah outside my house to the street, in Rosh Hashanah, do I want it in the street, or do I just want it out of my house? Like you dig a hole, you want the dirt. That's a malach shenshik legufa. That's why I'm putter. It's asim and rabbanim, but makom mitzvah, it's okay. I'm trying to get out of a problem. What do I do about the observance of Shabbos? So the makom mitzvah, the rabbanim, they're a maker. So on mitzvah, is a Jew allowed to have a avodah zarah in his house? No. Lo yidbuk b'yarchem u'mechir. Is a goy allowed to? Yes. A goy just can't serve it. So on mitzvah, you as Yisrael, when you carry it out, you're not doing a malacha avotzah. On the tzad, you're a goy, we consider it to be malacha. Why? Why? Because why else is the goy carrying it out on the street? It must be he wants it on the street. So on the tzad that he's a goy, he did do a malacha. On the tzad he's Israel, he didn't do a malacha. That's also assuming the fifth answer, that the definition of malacha is the same. You follow me? So if they used to carry out atzi asherah. So we would tell this fellow to carry out atzi asherah, we would tell this fellow to carry out atzi asherah to solve this problem, this quagmire. And lastly, the sixth answer is from the Otsar, the base Otsar, Rabbi Yosef Engel. He writes as follows. He writes that a goy that is sincere can observe Shabbos if he wants, only if he's trying to steal the oath between Hashem and the Jewish people. Shabbos is an oath. Just like bris is an oath. The chinuch is a physical demarcation between a Jewish man and non-Jewish man. It's the bris milah. That's why you should never give milah to a non-Jew. It says in the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch. We don't want to give over the oath. So, but a non-Jew that's sincere, that wants to observe Shabbos, we'll let him. But he'll never get through a whole Shabbos without doing a malacha, at least b'shogeg. And if he does it b'shogeg, he'll be chayiv misa. Because there is no p'tur of shogeg. There is no exemption of shogeg for a non-Jew. Only for a Jew. The avos who were tzaddikim got through a whole Shabbos without doing what? Any malachim. Even b'shogeg. So therefore, this last answer turns everything about face. Really, a non-Jew, if he wants, can observe Shabbos. And it's very striking in the Rambam. He goes back and forth. He says, ben noach akum. If you're a ben noach, that means you're sincere. If you're an akum, which is a star worshiper, means you're not sincere. So if he's sincere, we would allow it, but they never would get through a whole Shabbos. The others would. So we would tell this fellow who asked us the Shiloh, we'd hover over him to make sure that he wouldn't do a malach of a shogeg. So I don't know if this fellow would want to convert at the end of the day. Because number one, we told him what? What was the first thing we told him? First thing we told him is do malacha on Saturday night. Okay, that's not so crazy. Second one we told him to schwitz. I don't know if he's going to want to schwitz. Third one is wear sitzes. Fourth one is what? Write one letter. Fifth one is to carry out atzei asherah. And the sixth one is we have to be careful he doesn't do malacha b'shogeg. So this is a very theoretical shiloh on one hand, but on the other hand, it's very practical. And I know a rabbi who's told me he had this shiloh. that a fellow came up to in the middle of Shabbos and said, he's a ger, but he's not sure whether his ger is good. What do you tell him on the rest of Shabbos? So you can tell him one of these six things to make sure that he would get out of this problem. All right, we'll stop here, but we'll go right to tomorrow. Let's stop at Mincha, okay? We can stop at Mincha now. Let's stop at Mincha, okay? Who wants to stop for the Yom? Okay, let's stop at Mincha. Because it's short now, so if you guys, let's stay in Davin now. Then you don't have to worry about, you know, with this man later. Okay, but I want to, let's have a minute now, okay? Seth, you have to sit here. Who wants to stop for the Yom? Thanks a lot. Okay? Yosef, you want to stop for the Yom? You have to go. Shlomo, go ahead. Ashu Yosef Etachod in Chasalo. Shem Kach Lo Hashem, Lo Shem Shem Lelav, Lo Dobi. Even Chalai Mele Parashol Lebe Chalai Mereke. Yeah, Lashem Vega Lo Donoi. Ulo Moho, Ulo Tchenke, Dolo Dor Shem Lachim Rodach Agirim. Adak Mo Mbuch Adir, and the Chazich, and the Zbrenech Amir, and the Chazich Brenna. Zekar Av Chavi Yuz Garani, and the Chorok Al Noi, 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 and the Chorok Also der Rücken der Gomo von der Rabbi Rodi und der Rabbi Rodi und der Rabbi Rodi und der Rabbi Rodi so mit der Dino von der Nein und der Rodi und der Rabbi 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 Rodi und der
Amen.